Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All the honor and all the praise. I want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Who has been so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who has brought me out of danger, seen and unseen. If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I'd be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just have a joy on the inside that's so full of, amen, his glory. Amen. Thanking him for another day as I yield, amen, and offer myself as a living sacrifice to him today. I bless his name. I worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because, Lord, I don't know where I would be without you. But I want to just rejoice in you today and magnify you, amen, who has been so good to me. Hallelujah. My soul, amen, can't thank you enough. My spirit, amen, just praise and worship you, amen, because you're such a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I enter in your courts with thanksgiving, amen, and to your gates with praise, I just want to just lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. A God that knows all things and can see everything and know what to do in it, at any given time and any given moment concerning our lives. Oh, Father, I praise you today, God, because you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking that you would move by your spirit today because, Lord God, somebody needs you, God. They're going through, amen, so many storms in their lives. But, God, you're able to move and bring them out. Oh, Father, I praise you today, amen, for total deliverance for your people. I thank you, Lord God, because you are majesty. You are omnipotent, omnipotent. Lord God, you're King of kings and Lord of lords. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and his blood. I thank you for him dying on the cross for me. Because without you, God, I don't know where I would be. I just want to lift you up one more time. If I never have a chance again on Blog Talk, I'll never have a chance again in this world. I'm going to lift you up today, God, because you would. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I go from day to day and worship you, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for the activities of my limbs. Somebody's not able to move around today. But, God, you gave me a chance to walk and they go through the Messiah, to use my hands and my body. In your son Jesus' name. Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to go into the hospitals today. Those that are sick with all kind of diseases, would you heal them in Jesus' name? Holy Spirit, move by your spirit. Oh, I bless you today. And I ask you to come in and take over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've been bought with a price and I'm not my own. And my soul has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Would you touch your people, God, that are sick in the hospital, God. Give them that liver transplant or that heart transplant, my God, in the name of Jesus, or that kidney transplant in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we need to realize that there ain't but one God, and his name is Adonai Elohim. My God, those that are on crack today, God, my God, send forth a healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Those that are bound with all kind of lust spirits, whether it be homosexual, a lesbian, all kind of unrighteous spirits, Lord God, move that demon out of the way in Jesus' name and restore your people back to the cross, God, where they can hear from Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, they need you, Jesus. Can't do nothing without you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord God. I thank you, Hakalabosaya, and I praise your holy name. I love you, Kunabiginamoshanabosandabosaya, and I ask you to continue to touch, Lord God, all over the land. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem today, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you watch over Jerusalem and America with your mighty hand. Would you go in and beat up their legs in the name of Jesus all over the world and nation? We're in a global recession, God, but ain't no recession for the saints, God. You told me in your word that you never leave us nor forsake us, God, and I praise and bless your holy name. Send down fire from heaven, rain down upon your people, purge us with his sap, and wash us white as snow. Bind up every sorcery demon and every witchcraft demon, every sick demon in the name of Jesus. I command you to go back to the pits of hell. I command you to go back into the abyss in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord God, for restoration. For restoration, God, in Jesus' name. Restore back what the cankerworm and the palmer worm of Godobosaya has eaten up of Godobosaya. And Lord God, he come to Godobosaya. Destroy the works of your enemy in Jesus' name. Just like you told David, you'll make our enemies our footstool. Let them be our footstool today in the name of Jesus. Bind all of Osaya. Bind the principalities and the powers. Spiritual wickedness in high places. How come in the rulers of the darkness of this world, in Jesus' name. And I ask you to send a word today, God. Send a word from on high that will set the captives
free, that would loose the bondage of the people, that would set the people up in the right direction, in Jesus' name. Restore Jesus. Everything that the enemy has tried to throw on Messiah, the nullable fire, that tried to hinder and destroy, you were able to do it, God. I bless your holy name. You're worthy to be praised. I bless you, God, and I give you glory. This is Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon, and this is Pastor Barbara. I know almost I'm standing in the gap for you. In the name of Jesus, so that God can be glorified, and the innermost of us, and the enemy innermost, be defeated. In the name of Jesus, I rejoice in your law, God. In the name of Jesus, we need to praise Him, saints. We need to glorify His name. He's worthy to be praised. A God that can do everything but tell. I'm a witness. I stand in proxy for Him. I stand up as an oracle for Him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wouldn't have no other God. I don't want no other God. I don't want nothing that the enemy has for me. I want Jesus. He's my rock. I want Jesus. He's my Savior. I want Jesus. He's my deliverer. I want the paraclete. He's my all in all. He's Adonai Elohim. He's Jah. He's Eka Moshiach Messiah. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's my Savior. The one that died on the cross for me. That bled all of Messiah. Blood for my life. That made His blood an atonement for my soul. I praise Him today. I can't get enough of Him. I wake up in the morning thinking about it. And I go to bed, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thinking about Him. And all through the night, I talked in church, and I knock on my son, no more sock. And I ask Jesus, are you still there with me, Jesus? I don't want you to leave me, Jesus. I don't know where I would be without you. I don't want the word to leave me, because, Lord God, I need the word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Come on, shut no more, Father. Oh God, I praise your name. Oh God, I worship you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. God has been good to us. Hallelujah, so many of us. Hallelujah, He has blessed. And then we bless us. We turn around and turn our backs on Him. But I'm telling you, you need to take and look at your life again and see where you've been and where you came from. And thank about who brought you out. And thank about who delivered you. And thank about who caused you to be in the position that you're in, because so many of us have become exalted and high-minded. So many of us have literally turned our backs on God. But I'm telling you, God is the author and finisher of your faith. Don't be like that man that thought he would build bigger barns. Hallelujah. And Jesus let him know that his soul would be required of him. Oh my God, I thank you, Jesus. Don't be like those that hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God brought out, blessed them, and then they turned around and went back into the world. The world don't have nothing for you. There's only one God, one faith, one hope, and one baptism. We need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, I bless Him today. I bless Him today. I thank Him today. Oh, I praise Him today. I magnify Him today. He come on shine up both sides. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He called up both Sakini Milk, Shaka. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A God that sit high and look down low. A God that rain down justice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For those that are crying out of avenge me of my adversary. I got a word for you today. God will not only avenge you of your adversary, but he will avenge you of your adversaries more than one. Because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them. He will bring them out of them all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the joy of the Lord bubbling up in my soul. I feel the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad I have a God that can do everything but well. I'm so glad that I have a God that I can call on when my family has rejected me, when my friends turn their back on me, when everybody and everything around me seems like it don't want to work out. God sent a ram in the bush for me. He sent me help from on high, and I thank him, and I praise his name. I love the Lord because he heard my cry, and he hastened to every goal. I bind up Satan today and forevermore, and it works in Jesus' name. Every time he come before me with a trick, every time he come before me with a trap, I go I call on the name of Jesus, whereby men might be saved. I call on the name of Jesus, whereby men might be delivered. I call on Jesus' blood, because it makes an atonement for my soul. It covers over my sins, and God don't remember my sins anymore, because there now is no more condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit. In Jesus' name, it's time for us, saints. Amen. It's time. It's time. I have to glorify him. I have to praise his name. Because, see, you don't know in a day's time what I done been through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On the show Monday, the enemy, amen, showed his head. But I told God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I don't like interference. I don't like nobody fooling with me. I don't like nobody trying to come in and change me. I don't like nobody trying to alter the things that God has placed in my anointing. I don't like nobody to fool with my anointing. And when Satan come in and try to fool with my anointing, they tear me down. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I call on the one that can build me back up again. I call on the one that got a bomb in Gilead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That saves a sin-sick soul. That comes in and bring in a deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I went on, hallelujah, after the show. I started to change it, and God told me not to change it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I have been going through suffering in my body. Hold on just a minute. I have been going through suffering in my body. Amen. And I inquired of the Lord. Amen. And this has been going on, amen, for about a year or so. And my vision had gotten real bad. And I remembered the time that Satan had literally caused his demons to send a snake and put it off in my ear. And when it went off into my ear, it went around in my head and up in the front where my eyes are. And that spirit severed my spiritual eye from my natural eyes. Amen. And I could feel it as it was cutting through it. And I said, okay, God. I said, that's all right. I understand that. I said, but God, you got to help me. You got to heal me. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And as I went on throughout the years, amen, of what the enemy had attacked me with, my vision would be bad sometime, and sometime it'd be good. Sometime it'd be like a mist would come over it, and it'd be so bad that I would just literally couldn't see that well. Amen. And you know, sometimes when you attack, you tell people about your attack, but if they're not on the level that you're on, they don't receive it and don't understand. So I went on and I said, I don't care, God. I said, whatever the enemy tried to do to me, I said, you're greater than the enemy. I said, I'm going to stay with you. Because, see, I don't believe in doctors, and I don't believe in, I accept them because of those that have to have an answer, that have to have medication and have to have surgery and stuff like that. I've gone through to doctors for various things. But for 27 years, I haven't walked up under any doctor. And any sickness come on me, I pray and God move it instantly. And I just praise him for what he has done in that essence. And I give him glory. So anyway, I went to the dentist, amen, on yesterday because I needed to get some dental work done. And I praise God for that. And so after I went to the dentist, I said, well, I'm going and see what's going on in my physical body. And then because I don't like what the enemy is trying to do and I was going through. So I went on to the emergency room, and I went in there, and they literally took me in. My blood pressure was 150 over 140, something like that. It was real high. Amen. I forget the count of it now. And so they went on and gave me a room and everything. And so they went on and they began to take blood from me. And I was telling them my conditions and what I had been feeling and how my eyes and stuff. I got around to that and tell them about my eyes being blurry. When they came back with one of the tests for sugar diabetes, they seen that my sugar was up to 400. You hear me, saints? Amen. And so they turned around and they said, well, you're really in bad shape. And that's not normal. It's up too high. And that's why you've been having the symptoms that you've been having. And what you really need to do is you're going to have to get on medication. So I said, okay, I'll listen to them and everything. And so they told me that you're going to have to do this here and go on a special diet, and you're going to have to do this here. I came home. And I told the Lord, I said, God, I say, now you did this for me, and I came out okay. And you did this for me, and I came out okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you did this for me, and I came out okay. Why would I go in, amen, and accept the report, amen, that the doctors give, although that is an issue, although that is something. So I said, my faith is greater than my eyesight. My faith is greater than anything, because the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance has volume. Volume has matter and mass and quantity. Amen. That means that everything, amen, that I believe that God is able to do, he's able to do it for me despite of what the reports say. So I said, I'm going to take God a little further. I'm going to believe him at his word. I've been walking for 27 years without a doctor, and I'm going to continue to walk, amen, on without a doctor. I know that there is a possibility for this, but there is a possibility for that. But I understand that God is a possibility solver. So I made it up in my mind, whatever God tell me to do, not what the doctors tell me to do, I'm going to do that. Amen. And nothing more. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for those that don't believe, don't you say that Pastor Barbara Burns tell you not to go to the doctor. Because all spiritual warfare is resolved through God and God alone. But if your faith ain't great enough to believe what God can do, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, then I recommend, hallelujah, that you go and do what you got to do. Don't you never say that I told you to do something and then something happened. But I'm telling you what I'm going to do. My faith is greater than that. My belief in God has extended above the measures that men have put off on, amen, our lives, the limitations. I'm not limited, amen, as far as what God has appointed for me to do. And if I stay in my faith, amen, if I walk in my faith, then I will see results. I praise God today. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, Jesus literally said, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. My desire is to do your will. So if I'm taking care of God's business, and it is written in the book, amen, the Lamb book of life concerning my life, then why would I turn back around to something, amen, that will keep me in bondage? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I can't walk up in a pulpit sick. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So God is my redeeming faith, and my burden bearer, and my heavy road sayer. of and my taken care of. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He'll take care of my needs. I'm no longer my own. I've been bought with a price. And it wouldn't be like God to turn around and fail me after I've walked this long with him. Somebody need to hear what I'm saying. Amen. After the segment was did, I said, well, I ain't going to change it. I'm going to leave it as it is because I know about my physical body. I know about my vision, but I know that there is one capable. Amen. He has the capability, the capacity of defeating everything, no more shaka, that the enemy has placed upon my life. So I go on in Jesus' name. And when I can't go no more, I'm still going on in Jesus' name. When I can't stand no more, I'm still sitting in Jesus' name. It's almost shaka, bosak. When I can't do nothing, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, then that's the time that God is going to call me home. Because I believe that God, hallelujah, has literally taken care of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before I had gone to the dentist, hallelujah, and then to the emergency room, I had called on God because the enemy was trying to attack me. And I called on my Savior, and I began to cry out, God, what must I do? And Lord God, why is this happening to me? And through the night, I've seen Jesus. Hallelujah. You're walking around in the midst of a cloud. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like a smoky area in my room. And he was walking around like the lion of the tribe of Judah. And when the lion stand up, everything got to be obedient to him because he is the kingdom. Hallelujah. That we are waiting on. Jesus said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And so I'm seeking Jesus Christ. I don't want to know what Satan got. I don't want to be in Satan's presence, but I made myself obstinate to the Lord God, the King of all King and the Lord of all Lords. He has complete control over my life. He is my identity. When I go in, I always tell, amen, the enemy, my name is Barbara Ann Best Christ Jesus, because Jesus adopted me, and I'm engrafted in, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to the true vine, and I'm no longer, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, attending to the things of this world, but I got my focus on Jesus Christ. As I got out of the doctor's office yesterday, it was after 5 o'clock. I could not come home and do my segment, but I said, that's okay, God. Hallelujah, because you know my heart, and you are my heart fixer and my mind regulator, and I thank you for it. And I want to tell somebody, I'm saying this to encourage you. A lot of you are going through financial difficulties. You're going through all manner of issues in your life, and you're not completely sold out to Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you today, it's going to take a sold out life. It's going to take a blood bought, washed life, amen, to stay in the will of God and to endure, because he said you must endure and you must overcome. I don't care if the enemy come in like a flood 7 days a week, 24 hours of a day, amen, you tell that devil I'm still holding on, because God done told me and gave me a greater promise than what you could ever give. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today. See, the word is real. It's rich in my life. Amen. And ain't no schism in it. Ain't no division in it. Amen. The Bible says even God's word is tried and refined 7 times over before he speak anything. Amen. He don't let nothing come out of his mouth that is of negativity. But he bring in truth. And I'm abiding in the truth. That's why I made my program Spirit of Truth broadcast, because the Holy Ghost, he tells me the truth. He guides and teach me into all truth. And I love the Holy Ghost, and I love what he do to me. In the name of Jesus, he'll come in and comfort me when it seems like everything has broken a man loose, and it seems like I'm going through so much. He'll give me that unction to press on a little bit further. Somebody trying to give up, and God say you need to press on despite of the obstacles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because God is able to use a blind man, so I'm not worried about it. God is able to use those that are incarcerated in various wheelchairs and all of those things. And I give God the glory. He has no respect for person, and favor ain't fair. So I look up to the hills from what cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. It don't come from man. I'm a tired man, and man will let you down. When you're sick, they don't even want to pray for you. When you're going through, they don't have time to listen to your problems. When you seem like a man, thank you, Jesus, you can go to them for financial blessings and support. They'll turn a deaf ear to you. But I'm telling you today, if it's anybody, you need to turn a deaf ear to, and that's Lucifer himself. You need to tell him he's a liar. He abided not in the truth. Ain't no truth in him, and I'd rather believe a truth than a liar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I ain't thinking about the devil. I ain't thinking about his negativity. I'm not concerned with his wickedness because I got somebody greater than him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give him praise. In Jesus' name. Oh, I give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to cling of the King of Glory to come in. Thank you, Jesus. We need him to come in. Amen. The one, amen, that was appointed to die for us. You know, we always take the Lord's Supper as often as we come together. Amen. And that's coming out of Corinthians. Praise the Lord. I just magnify the Lord today. I am so excited. Thank you, Jesus. And the devil is so defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we need to understand that as often as we come together, we take the Lord's Supper. And it's coming out of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. And the Bible said at the 24th verse, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, I will read that in just a few minutes. But let's take of the bread, amen, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now, in the 25th verse, it says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament. In my blood, do ye this do ye as oft as we drink it in remembrance, amen, of me. Thank you, Jesus. You may take it now. Praise God. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I have a message for you guys today, and it's coming out of the book of John, chapter 12, verses 32 and verses 33. And it said thus, amen. Thank you, Jesus. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said this, amen, in essence, to us to understand what death he should die, amen. And his death was to be on the cross, amen. That's what they did in his time. They literally crucified people on the cross, amen. Jesus was not only crucified on the cross, but the Bible says he was whipped, amen, with many stripes, amen. After he had came out of the judgment hall, amen, thank you, Jesus, with Pilate, amen. And he was put, had a robe put on him, amen, and a thorns, a crown put up on his head, amen. But the Bible said during his suffering and his beating, he never said a mumbling word, amen. And thank you, Jesus. He died a cruel death. Amen. He was whipped, amen, upon his back. Amen. And the flesh would just pull loose from his bones. Amen. And then when they literally did the things that they did to him, amen, there were all kind of people that witnessed against him. There were two and three witnesses, and they were all false accusations. They never could get the story, amen, the lies told in a way that they thought would benefit him. But Jesus was saying, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Jesus' life on earth was established by the Father and short-lived. Amen. He came to do what the will of the Father had purpose for his life and to confirm the oath that was made to him, amen, and to Father Abraham, amen. Thank you, Jesus. A confirmed oath that God was and is able to do everything that he said he would do because he, amen, is, amen, God. And because Jesus, amen, was the Son of God, amen, he was very obedient to the will, amen, even up to death. If God called you to be a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, you can look for this to come to pass, amen, for he cannot lie. His word is true and will not return to him void. We as saints, amen, must pay a price for our beliefs, for our anointing, and the calling of God upon our lives. We must bear our cross, amen. No cross, no crown. A cross is for crucifixion, to put to death by nailing the hands and the feet on it. Satan wanted to destroy Jesus' very existence. He wanted to make sure that his hands would never be used for healing, for his feet never be used for walking, and that his voice would never be heard again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what the enemy is doing to a lot of us, like he tried to afflict me with sickness. Amen. He's trying to do everything to keep the word from going forth. Amen. Because the word literally brings our life to us. Amen. In order for Jesus to draw us to himself, he knew he had to pay the ultimate sacrifice on the cross, and that was death. He allowed the existence of his visible human flesh to raise from a lower position to a higher position so that he could draw the spirit man upward. Amen. If anybody said they are in Christ, amen, and they are not lifted to an elevated position above the enemy, I'm speaking to somebody today, amen, then, amen, they in a lower state, amen, where the enemy can always attack them. Yes, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Amen. And a lot of things that we go through are temporal. Amen. That means they only last for a season, and God would not put no more on us than we could bear. So Jesus, amen, literally had to be lifted up in order to draw men. Thank you, Jesus. He had to be lifted back to his original state to draw men back to him. He came from heaven. He had to go back to heaven. Amen. And it was through death. Amen. Every day, this body that we are in, we are dying. We're literally dying. Amen. We are being made. We're being processed right here on earth. Amen. And the process takes place, amen, through, amen, a literal amount of suffering, of oppression, of afflictions, amen. Because the more that the enemy afflicts you, in that time, that's when you are being able to be developed. That's when your growth takes place. And I advise you not to have an attitude. Some of us get an attitude, and I'm almost shut up. Amen. If I would have gotten an attitude yesterday when they told me that I had sugar diabetes, amen, I would have literally, amen, begin to argue with God or fight with God. But I went and told God, I said, God, your will. Whatever you say, that's what it's going to be. And although he was a man, he walked in the spirit and not in the flesh. He let us know that in Isaiah chapter 53, amen, thank you, Jesus, about him. Isaiah spoke so beautiful about him, amen, travailing on the cross, amen, thank you, Jesus, and birthing forth, amen, a new generation, a new species, amen, that would not bow down to Baal, amen, but a new species that was born of the spirit and not of the flesh, amen, thank you, Jesus. He always remains spirit conscious. We should, amen, do everything that we can to remain spirit conscious, because the spirit is amen, is what we need in order to worship God, is what we need in order to have fellowship with him. God don't want your flesh don't profit nothing. We as humans are flesh conscious. We always thinking about what kind of car should we get, or what kind of house should we get, or how many pairs of shoes we're going to get for this year, and how are we going to look pretty and this and that, and how are we going to go forth and this and that. But I'm telling you, as I told you earlier about the man with the barn and how he was going to build a bigger barn, amen, his soul was required of him that night, amen. So it's better that you be spirit conscious, amen, than to be flesh conscious. In his earthly body, he could do miracles. He taught, amen, the word. But in his lifted up, in his death, he obtained a high form of life. Amen. Our original state is left up. Amen. It should be lifted up. Amen. And not, amen, in an earthly, amen, a position which is down. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we all, amen, want to press in toward God. We all want to be lifted up with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. Amen. Sitting with him so that we can look down upon the enemy and him not look up at us. Anytime that snake resurrects itself above, amen, stand up higher in a level where you are, then he tries to gain control. But I'm telling you today, hallelujah, if you're lifted up with Jesus, amen, hallelujah, that the enemy, he cannot get to you. Amen. Oh, Lord
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Our eternal salvation, which consists of the Spirit. The Spirit, amen, your soul, amen, is one without to go back to God. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, thank you, Jesus, because that is what goes back to God. It literally shows you that the flesh man that has the flesh and blood in it, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus has finished, amen, the various levels that would lead all men unto salvation, and the last level had to be completed. He had taught us how to have faith, obedience, to live holy, to love, for, amen, and forgive, amen, to love our sisters and brothers, to have patience, amen, and to always abide in the truth, amen, and to trust God, amen, to have that belief, to have that God kind of faith that would shake nations, amen. Ah, my Shandolo Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To write to be sons of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Through patience, through trust, through steadfastness, and through being loyal to God. Hallelujah. You have no business tapping into what Satan tried to give you. You have no business turning around, amen, and going back and to be in what I would say the yoke of bondage, like the Bible say. Amen. You have no business, amen, giving up when Jesus has literally died for you, amen, on the cross. Amen. He taught us many teachings, amen, in the Word. And man, in Psalms 119, it says in one of the segments of it, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin of God." He knows that, amen, being crucified was the hardest part of the transformation into the next level. Amen. We're being transformed daily. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But he had made an agreement with the Father, and he had met his agreement, amen, with the Father, and it cost him, amen, his life on the cross. Amen. Satan had destroyed God's relationship with man when he caused Adam and Eve to sin. Throughout the generations, God always left a remnant, amen, of believers that would carry the word of truth. Amen. Inside of us should be nothing but truth. It shouldn't be no fakeness, no falseness, no fornication, no lies, no deception, no adultery. But we should literally walk in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of them never seen the promised land, amen, but they believe, and that's in Hebrews, amen, chapter 12, amen, thank you, Jesus, because of their faith and their belief, amen, they never received the promise, amen, but they believe what God had said, amen, in truth, amen. I love the truth. I don't want to see nothing else but the truth. In the book of Hebrews 11, chapter verses 1 through 39, God had continued throughout these generations to build up a level of faith. Faith is built up on level upon level. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. You see, faith is our eyesight to see what we cannot see. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, amen, of age, he refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So many of us don't want to give up that pleasure. We think that's a good thing. But I'm telling you, a 1 minute thrill don't last but 1 minute. But when you get hold to God, amen, Jesus Christ and his precious Holy Spirit, it will last you a lifetime. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Esteeming the reproach of Christ, greatest riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. You see, we don't have respect for the recompense of the reward, but we want to lean on our own understanding. We don't want to suffer and go through nothing, but I'm telling you, if you suffer for Christ, you will reign for Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this also applies for many of us, because devil can tell you a story, and Samson's show can tell you a story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jacob can tell you a story about how he met God. God, hallelujah, and I praise his name, and Jacob, amen, literally told God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, at a nighttime, he said, I won't let you go until you bless. bless me. And some of us, we call on God and we begin to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we won't let you go. But when hard times come and tribulations come, we're so easy to let go. And don't forget about when Jesus died on the cross for us. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that ought to make you want to hold on just a little while longer. You see, I always believe there is another day, because a lot of times your blessings might be delayed, but that doesn't mean that they are denied. We have so many issues around us, but I'm telling you, just like Jacob, hold on, and he wrestled with God all night long, and in the morning watch, God know that he wouldn't give his glory to no other, nor could he be seen, because nobody had seen him at any time. When you begin to pull on God and begin to call on God, hallelujah, and grab hold of God, God gonna bless you, hallelujah, because he said nobody had seen him at any time. So he went on and blessed Jacob because he loved Jacob, and he went on and gave Jacob the promise, what he said he would do through Father Abraham. Thank you, Jesus. An oath of confirmation. Thank you, Jesus, that Jesus went on and finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent, which was symbolic of the meaning of salvation provided by God through his son, Jesus Christ, we also, amen, need to bear our cross. Numbers 21 and 8 and John 3:14-17. There were two serpents, amen. Hallelujah. The brazen, amen, represented Jesus, and the other represented evil, which is the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, who can never be lifted up above God, because God stays in the third heaven, and anything below him is the lower levels of heaven. But Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, was shameless. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The brazen serpent represented no shame. We walk around every time the enemy do something to us. We too ashamed to preach the gospel. Every time there's something going on, we too ashamed to do anything. But the Bible said Jesus, despising the shame, went on to victory. He was suffering on the outside of the gates. You see, he stayed out there with the homemongers and the adulterers, those prostitutes and liars. He won their souls. He won the souls that was rejected out of Jerusalem, that was rejected in the neighboring cities. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he let people know that his meat was to do the will of the Father. We need to, hallelujah, understand that we need to do the will of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, Satan do not want our spirit man to be lifted up, because if it was lifted up, amen, hallelujah, we would be in control instead of him. And he don't want us to be in control. He blinds the mind of God's people and their determination, amen, and their will, amen. Thank you, Jesus. He blinds their discernment and destroys, amen, what he can, amen, concerning, amen, of the truth, amen, and the understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For Jesus said, he said, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by him. You see, Satan is evil, and he should be blamed for everything that happens to God's people. Well, we want to put it on, huh? Come on, Holy Ghost, on our flesh and on our this and on our this and that. But I'm telling you, Satan rules the flesh, and that's where it should be put on. Because the flesh, amen, don't desire the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our flesh will remain or go back to the earth where it came from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For God formed man out of Genesis 2:7. Man sinful nature. But God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem our spirits and our souls back to its original state. The Spirit of Jesus is one. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He's the only one, thank you, Jesus, that can draw man to a higher level. Don't you no more shy, no more sight. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I want to go higher. In order to get to this higher level, I must become told spirit man and become subject to the Holy Spirit and allow God to teach me how to take off this old earthly tabernacle, because it benefits me nothing. He had to suffer so that the flesh could not, amen, be in control. It could literally die out. And the spirit man, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, could be resurrected and developed. Suffering calls you to be developed. For it is the pressing, amen, thank you, Jesus, and the molding and the purging away of the flesh. This old flesh got to get out of the way. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Christ died. I'm on over fire. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And his death can only be lifted up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His spirit was only the one that was lifted up to the last level. Hallelujah. And the process was in full, in complete fulfillment, in complete development on that cross. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Isaiah 50:40-11, focus on verse 7. For the Bible said, for the Lord God will help me, therefore will not be I confounded. Amen. That means disgrace. So many of us have been disgraced because we have allowed the enemy to take over and lift up himself above us. But when you, amen, are in Christ Jesus, the Bible said Jesus despised the shame. Although they mocked him and spit on him, although they called him many names, thank you, Jesus, but he went on to, amen, defeat the enemy at the foot of the cross. You need to be lifted up today. And the only way you can be lifted up is through Jesus Christ and his death. For he said in his word, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I'm telling you, there ain't but one God, one faith, one hope, and one baptism. Let Jesus lift you up today. Let him be the author and finisher of your faith. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I will be with you Monday in living color. Thank you, Jesus, because Jesus has lifted me up out of that sickness. God bless you.